from KQED.
Mayor Chuck Reed sits in a sunny corner office on the 18th floor of San Jose's City Hall, the first city hall in the nation to achieve a platinum certification, the highest green building award. He's looking through a new report on how the city's doing, 5 years after announcing its ambitious green vision plan.
We started down this road trying to tie the environment and the economy together. So having 10,000 clean tech jobs is a big plus.
Right now, San Jose is on track to reach its goal of creating 25,000 new clean tech jobs by 2022. The nation's 10th largest city has 9 other goals, including one to divert 100% of its trash from landfills.
We're very high for most big cities, around 70% or higher.
Already, a plastic bag ban has reduced bag litter by 89% in the storm drain system, and San Jose's city council is moving toward banning styrofoam containers. One of San Jose's most ambitious goals is to get all of its electricity from renewable energy. With 10 years to go before the deadline, it's reached just over 20%.
That's going to mean radical changes. But this is a valley that does things in radical ways.
Carl Guardino is president of the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, which represents hundreds of local businesses.
Silicon Valley and San Jose Mayor Chuck Reed sets audacious goals. If we fall a little short, just think of how far we would have come.
San Jose has helped change national standards for LED streetlights and is now saving thousands of dollars using efficient, dimmable streetlights. Despite this progress, it's been a tough road through the recession. Like most U.S. cities, San Jose has faced severe budget constraints. Still, the city has managed to leverage more than $100 million in federal tax credits and private and public funds to advance its green vision. Again, Mayor Chuck Reed.
I said from the beginning that the key to being able to succeed with our green vision was to work with other people's money.
It helps to be located in the center of one of the country's most innovative regions, according to Kim Walesh, Director of Economic Development for the city.
Being the large anchor city in Silicon Valley, we are remarkably open to new ideas, to thinking differently, and we're scrappy. So we know how to pull resources together toward a common goal and leverage.
Another impressive green number, San Jose has installed more solar panels on its private and public buildings than any other California city.
Southern California sun doesn't hold a candle to our aggressive goals for solar installations in sunny San Jose.
But others paint a less rosy picture. Megan Medeiros is with the Loma Prieta chapter of the Sierra Club.
San Jose has already picked off the low-hanging fruit of their green vision.
She'd like to see more energy efficiency measures like green building.
San Jose has prioritized productivity before efficiency.
So far, the city has only built or retrofitted 13% of its goal of 50 million square feet of green private and public buildings. San Jose is doing better with its efforts to cut per capita energy use in half. It's 25% of the way to its goal. Medeiros suggests San Jose adopt Palo Alto's carbon neutral goal or try to take the lead in alternative transportation, like San Francisco has with its popular car share communities and mass transit system. But San Jose has had some success with its own fleet of vehicles. 40% now run on alternative fuels. Medeiros would like to see San Jose building more pedestrian and bicycle paths and planting more trees. If it did that, it could be attracting a lot of younger people who, Medeiros says,
are flocking to San Francisco because it provides them with the quality of life that they're looking for.
But cities such as San Jose have taken big steps toward more sustainable growth, says Carl Guardino.
Both San Jose and San Francisco, they have taken tremendous strides along with Mayor Bloomberg in New York in being on the cutting edge of innovation of the green economy, working as the public sector to bolster private sector success.
San Jose's Kim Walesh says that clean tech jobs are an important new driver of the local economy. She cites last year's Milken Institute report, which described the San Jose metro area as the nation's number one performing city in terms of jobs and wage growth, thanks to its innovative tech culture. The San Francisco metro region ranked 36.
We're not a splashy city that makes a lot of announcements. We are a city of idea generators who also implement. We can talk about the green vision, but we're really walking the green vision, and we're making some progress.
San Jose city officials are abuzz about this summer's opening of its Cleantech Innovation Center. It's a partnership with Lawrence Berkeley National Lab and will offer a demonstration center for cleantech startups to test, showcase, and speed commercialization of their green products. I'm Allison Van Diggelen for KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.